Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Moshe Rabbein Peshadina. You should have bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadav. We are going to be continuing our series of shiurim in the Holy Sefer Sfas Emes. We are going to learn today b'siyata d'shmaya, tuf reish mem aleph, b'pasuk v'yichulu ha'shamayim v'ha'aretz. And God completed the heavens and the earth. B'medrash nasu kelim. They became vessels. Od sham l'chol tichla reisi keitz. Also says in the Medrash that every goal has an end. Baruchava mitzvah schameod, but your mitzvah are very broad. Which the Medrash takes to mean that everything has a limit except for the Torah. The Torah has no limit. World has a limit. Torah has no limits. That's the Vayichulu. Vayichulu is the world, but not the Torah. Ha'inyinu al pi masha omrim b'shabbos kodesh. The idea is based on what we say on Shabbos, on Ma'ariv Leil Shabbos, Poires Sukkas Shalom, that God spreads out the Sukkah of peace. Dilchol Dover Yeshorish B'Shamayim. Everything has a root in the heavens. Kediyisein L'Chaytziv Shein Lo Mazel. As it says in the Medrash, that there is not one piece of grass, not one blade of grass that doesn't have a mazel, some sort of spiritual counterpart in Shemayim, telling it to grow. So everything you see has a shorish in Shemayim. Dichsiv vayavdel ben hamayim asher mitachas larakia. As it says in the pasuk that God separated between the water that's under the rakia, under the heavens, and the water that's above the heavens. Vazayisa mayim mitachtonim vayiba bochim anam binim lahavi called the malka. And that it says in the Tikkuni Zohar, and also Bereishis Rabbah, Hey Dalid, that the Mayim Tachtonim are crying, the lower waters that were separated are crying. And they're saying, we also, Anan Binan, we also want Lemehavi to be Kadam Malk in front of the king. Umashinasimi Mayim Sha'al LaRakia, Lo Nichtav B'Torah. It doesn't say in the Torah what happened to the water above the Rakia. It only says that there was water beneath the Rakia. Now we know about what happened to the water above the Rakia. That's the Shorish and Shamayim. Ubriyas Hamalochim. Mitam came ba'atzma mechelek hasheni ha'shayich lo'osim ha'bruim. It doesn't tell in the Torah anything about God creating the angels. And the reason is because they all themselves are the other part that are shayich, the second part that relate to the bruim down here. So we have our world and then we have the parallel spiritual world above. Ve'atachtonim em chatzi davar. And what's down below is only half the story. Lachen b'chol nivra noilad gam l'mayla b'chele ke'elyon ha'shayich lo'osa b'riya. And therefore, with every nivra down here, there's also something up there that's shayich to that b'riya. It says in Likutim, in our parsha, Dibra Maschil, the Likutim of the Sfas Emes, I believe. Dibra Maschil Emosai. Hey, Amud Beis. Emosai Nivra Malachim. Behei Va'ofi Ofe. From the fifth day, when it says that the birds will fly. Medrash, Bereishis Rabba, Aleph Gimel. V'nira, it says there in the Likutim. The Sfir Lei Dimein Advarim Shenivra Lamata B'mayim Atachtonim Kenegdu Nivra Lamayla. K'she Lamata Va'ofi Ofe Ken Lagam Lamala. Kamo Ken Lamala. Just like down here, you have Mayim Tachtonim. Up there, Mayim Elyonim. You have down here, Ofi Ofef. You have up there also, Ofi Ofef. And that's the two parallel worlds, our world and the upper world. There are billions of spiritual worlds, but we're just talking in general, that whatever you see down here, there's going to be something parallel to it up there. Many, many different worlds and a lot going on that we won't know in this world, but we're just talking now about the parallel. Our world and then the upper world. L'chem b'Shabbos Kodesh Yared Osa HaKoach HaShoresh. And on Shabbos, that Shoresh comes down here. U'mischabrim beiz achalokim. And the two parts connect. The upper world and the lower world. The two parallel worlds connect. V'zeh prisat sukkat shalom. And that is the spreading out of the sukkah of peace. Sheyored hachelek mil shelamala. So now we have new pshat in the pasuk. When we say, God, what does it mean? God spreads out his sukkah of peace. Baruch Ad Hashem, praise God Shalom, let him call my Israel, be Al Yerushalayim. What does that mean? So now we understand. It means that the chelek shelemala, that spiritual counterpart to our world, comes down. God spreads out this sukkah of peace. And that's what gives this world the shleimus of the up there and the down here, and they come together. God spreads it out over us on Shabbos. The chelek melamala comes down. And now we understand why you say shalom to the Malachi Asharis, because they're coming down, because that spiritual world, the parallel to our world, are coming down here. And therefore we give them shalom, and that's what makes this shleimus, our world and their world together. Shalom aleichem, Malachi Asharis. Whatever tune you use. Ulo sochelek bemis ein keitz. And that part has no end. Our world, our physical world, is limited. But that world has no end. It's above time, it's above nature. Everything you see in the Torah, all of these physical beings in the Torah, they are limited, they are not bli limits. But what's not written in the Torah, that's limitless. And therefore it says that Yaakov, about whom it says that he kept Shabbos, like this Fasem discusses many times, he yarshin the world, he inherited the world shalo b'mida. Why? Because that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is that when that limitless world comes down into our world. Al yedei ha-shleimus shenasa b'Shabbos Kodesh. Through this shleimus of Shabbos, v'kli machzik bracha. And like Chazal tell us, that Shabbos is the kli machzik bracha. Shabbos is shalom, Shabbat shalom. Shabbos is the day of shleimus. And it says that ain kli machzik bracha el shalom. L'matzah kodesh bracha kli machzik bracha l'Yisrael el shalom. State in the last Mishnah in Uktzin. In Uktzin Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. And look also in the Zohar HaKadosh. Korach Kufayin Vov. Tishmol Kutshib Kadisha Shalom Mikri. Kad Baruch Kutshibricha Amal Ayochel Iskayim Ad Asa V'shar Alay U'Shalom. Name of God is Shalom. God said the world doesn't exist without Shalom. Umayu Shabbos di Shlomo di Lo Avitatoi. Shabbos is the Shalom of the upper and the lower world. That's why I heard of a Gadol. He was makpid to say Shabbat Shalom and had a good Shabbos. It's good Shabbos. Shabbos is very good. It's Gevaldik Shabbos. What could be better than Shabbos? You eat, you drink, you sing, you sleep, you talk to your family, you learn. There's no emails, there's no telephone calls, there's no business, there's nothing to worry about. It's good, but it's more than that. It's also shalom, it's shleimus, it's the upper world and the lower world coming together. It's the kli machzik bracha, which is shalom, and Shabbos is the makor bracha. Shabbos ki hi makor bracha, mirosh mikedem nesucha, as we say in the L'chadodi prayer. V'shoreh bo koach ha'shor v'shen lo hefzik u'mida kanal. And on Shabbos, we have the root that has no limit, that upper spiritual world that has no limit, and that's what comes down on Shabbos. Amazing. Okay, so b'siyata d'shmaya, we did Tav Reish Mem Aleph, Dibur HaMaskil b'Pasuk, and Hashem should give us the koach and the moach, and we have Hashem should help, we have thousands more to do. So I hope we get to them. Hashem should give us the life and the simcha and the financial means and the good health and everything that we need in order to continue in this Vasemis and others for our main. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.